Canola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:12. It is a Thursday afternoon SEC women's soccer in action right now, and we'll keep you posted getting that score on that first game for you. That should be coming down within the next 30 minutes or so. South Carolina, Mississippi State, SEC action this evening. Tonight's game, by the way, is Texas, Arkansas. I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago before we went to break, I was going to kind of touch on some of the things you might do this holiday season because, hey, guess what? The lights are on downtown. They fired those suckers up last night.
The Christmas lights.
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah, wow. The lights were illuminated Wednesday evening in downtown. This Christmas season, here's a few, and I jotted these down for you just to kind of give you an idea. Believe me, there's a lot more, but we'll talk about them as the season kind of enrolls here. But this Christmas season, here's a few family events to experience. The Palafox Holiday Market, Pensacola's Winterfest, the Lighted Boat Parade, the Downtown Christmas Parade, and Ballet Pensacola's traditional production of the Nutcracker. Yes, those are my favorites. I did put my favorites down here. A little bit of bias, but there's others, as I said. Pensacola at Christmas, magical. It really is. I mean, the lights down there, it is, what can you say? I'm so proud of this city, including special shopping nights, open houses, live music, and holiday experiences. One thing you can take away from this story, folks, you're lucky, lucky, lucky to be living in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people will complain about, oh, well, you're putting up the lights too early, you're bringing in these holiday specials too early. I agree, no. September 30th, we shouldn't be seeing
And what
stuff.
Did I start doing in August?
Talking about
watching the Hallmark Channel.
Wait, what?
The countdown to Christmas.
I thought you were talking about when we started hearing about specials.
I do a minimum of two a day in a 24-hour period.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I love the Hallmark Channel.
Well, and that's the thing. And obviously there are people who want Thanksgiving to be represented, and obviously it is. It's just a matter of once you get past Thanksgiving and you start getting into the month of December, it really feels like the Christmas buildup flies by.
I have a Balsam Hill tree, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. I love Christmas.
I just start
reeking. I just love it. As a matter of fact, we pulled them out in the garage ready to do this thing. But hey, I like it, you know?
Yeah, I smell like pine cones and tinsel right now.
And you can buy those sticks, by the way, like at Lowe's or Home Depot. These like little sticks you put in the tree, if you have a fake tree,
yeah.
It makes it smell like a real tree.
Right.
Love it.
Yeah, be sure to grab those.
Oh, absolutely.
Just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road as well. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile and northbound on Highway 29 coming from that area. Outside of that, it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90, our usual spots. As for the weather, it is 77 degrees, overcast skies, low of 73 tonight. Friday's going to have a high surf advisory, but hopefully no rain. High of 81, low of 72.
5:16 News Radio 92.3. It's about time to take care of some business here. Austin, stocks ended mixed after the Fed cut interest rates again. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the report.
Stocks ending mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record closes after the Fed slashed interest rates, as expected, by a quarter point. The central bank says that inflation has made progress toward its 2% goal, but remains somewhat elevated. Tech stocks were among the gainers, with NVIDIA and Amazon hitting all-time highs, while financials lagged after surging yesterday. The Dow winners today, Home Depot, United Health Group, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down over half a point. The NASDAQ up 286 and closing above the 19,000 level for the first time. S&P 500 up 44. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
We also had the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates by a quarter point, follows a 50 basis point reduction earlier this fall. And the first lowering of rates in 4 years, coming just after Trump's election victory, and positive news that inflation is cooling.
Well, Fed report and Fed watch. Will Jerome Powell be keeping his job with the new Trump administration? That's what's circulating around the Wall Street arenas. We'll watch that one real close for you. Of course, you'll hear about it here on News Radio 92.3. Coming soon, this is, You think about the Christmas spirit, and we were just talking about this.
Yes.
Check this one out, okay? Coming soon, free community health care is going to be available. Remote Area Medical is introducing a pop-up health clinic. It'll be at the fairgrounds November 23rd and November 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements for insurance or identification.
All righty. And
Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you. And the Pensacola woman accused of giving a child instructions on how to kill an infant over that Roblox video game, now facing four new charges. Of course, this has been a very winded story because we've heard multiple claims from a couple different perspectives here, including Roblox officials themselves. PNJ reports that court officials amended the charges for Tara Sykes. She's now facing additional charges of principal to attempted first-degree premeditated murder, two counts of solicitation to commit first-degree premeditated murder, and one count of child abuse without great bodily harm, and that's in addition to the second-degree murder charge that she was previously filed.
I told you about this about 25 minutes ago. President-elect Donald Trump speaking with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after Trump's victory. And Fox's Ryan Schmeltz has more of the details from Washington.
President Zelensky says he congratulated President-elect Trump on his victory, saying, quote, his tremendous campaign made this result possible in what he describes as an excellent call with the president-elect. Zelensky says the two, quote, agreed to maintain close dialogue and advance our cooperation. Strong and unwavering U.S. leadership is vital for the world and for a just peace. Additional funding to Ukraine in its war with Russia has divided Republicans, but President-elect Trump has previously said he will end the war on, quote, day one. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty. And a Fort Walton Beach man arrested on child porn charges Monday. FDLE saying that they began investigating 46-year-old Michael Ezra after agents discovered a file-sharing network user downloading and sharing files containing child sex abuse material, and they identified him as the user. Of course, issued a search warrant, and his computer and hard drives were searched, and agents found thousands of files containing child porn with victims as young as 7 years old.
Okay, 519, News Radio 92.3. I was just telling Austin this. Years ago, I used to take, when my kids were smaller, we would do trips to Europe, and we went to Notre Dame Cathedral many times.
Yes.
But we did it to go do Mass. If you were a tourist, you had to stand in line for like 3 hours to tour the cathedral. But if you were there to do official business, such as go to church, you just went around. It was back in the bowels behind the church. Anyway, I love giving you this story. The famed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is coming back to life after that devastating fire in 2019.
The Gothic landmark receiving three new bells, including one that was used during this summer's Paris Olympics. The Olympic bell, a gift from the organizing committee, will sit next to two smaller bells above the altar where they will be rung during Mass, officials said. Notre Dame reopens to the public December 8th, marking a milestone in the painstaking restoration and modernization of the 861-year-old cathedral, made famous around the world by Victor Hugo's The Hunchback of Notre Dame. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a historic day at U.S. Southern Command in the state of Florida. Details on that and what makes it so significant coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and Casey, and the Sunshine Band.
Yes. How about that?
You got your funky shoes on today, don't you?
Yeah, I've actually got some pretty good ones on. Song interest for this evening.
This is coming out of West Palm Beach here. Just minutes ago, President-elect Trump just announcing Susie Wiles, a longtime Republican political operative, will serve as his White House chief of staff. By the way, Wiles will become the first female chief of staff in the history of the United States.
Really?
How about that?
He's inclusive, too.
And they were saying to him, oh, he never lines himself around powerful women. That's a pretty powerful woman. She was part of his 2016 and 2020 campaigns. Been a real left arm and left hand for him. And so good for her. And she, well, he even mentioned her when he was doing his speech at 3 o'clock in the morning. Wednesday morning, Tuesday night,
right?
He mentioned her by name in terms of what an amazing job. Indications were she was going to get that gig.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, that's actually not the only strong woman we're going to hear about. But first, traffic and weather together. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some issues at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Highway 29. Also at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual spots. Pine Forest Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90 as well. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 73. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 81, low of 72. Hopefully no rain, but a high surf advisory all throughout your Friday.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the show Wednesday about all of these celebrities who said, if Trump is elected president, I am leaving this country. Well, there is a story out today. Americans who vowed to flee the country depending on the election results face a decision. It's coming up. Teresa Crowley has more on the report.
It's true. The number of Americans who don't love this America and are seeking to leave it has surged, particularly Californians, reports the LA Times. Global migration experts they talked to spotted the surge in 2016, growing under Joe Biden. Expatsy, a company that helps U.S. citizens move abroad, saw a 900% spike in website traffic after the June Trump-Biden debate. Henley and Partners notes people have opinions on both ends and they want an option to escape. A migration scholar at the University of Kent in Brussels tells the Times more and more folks talking about the divisiveness in the country. An Italian citizenship assistance concludes there's a sense of fear in general on both sides of the political spectrum. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All right. And I had hinted at this just a moment ago. You were talking about strong leading women. Well, it's a historic day at U.S. Southern Command in Florida. Good. The first female general to lead the U.S. Combatant Command retired, and she's handing her duties to the first African-American to lead Southcom, U.S. Navy Admiral Alvin Halsey.
Nice.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin presided over the change of command ceremony, and U.S. Army General Laura Richardson assumed command of Southcom more than 3 years ago.
You know, just because you put a lot of money into an election does not guarantee results. And there's a new report out here that kind of confirms this. A new report shows the Harris-Waltz campaign and its Democratic allies. Get this. Sit down. Buckle up. You ready? How much they spent on aired political ads this season? $1.4 billion.
Wow.
In advertising. Outspent Donald Trump by nearly $460 million. Democratic advisors were responsible for 75% of all political ads airing.
That's crazy.
$1.4 billion.
Yeah, well, and because they had to get their message known all the quicker with Kamala and Walls being rather last minute. And yeah, as you said, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, well, the messaging is the most important thing, and that's what the problem was.
Yeah.
Mixed messaging. I'm not going to tell them what they do, but I mean, just saying, you saw the results.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that shocked me. I'm sorry. I figured $1.4 billion in ad spending.
If you're out, yeah, if you are outspending Donald Trump by almost half a billion bucks, that's pretty insane.
Yeah, it really is. I do want to remind you, very interesting here, these are really great folks over it's the International Food Fest, and it's coming up on Saturday, 12 noon. I jotted this note down here because a good friend of mine goes to St. Joseph's Catholic Church in downtown Pensacola over there on West Government Street reminded me of this. They're having the International Food Fest. You can check out the diverse culture and food from Spain, Mexico, Philippines, Vietnam, Greece, Jamaica, and Japan. And it's happening this week, and they kick it off at 12 noon Saturday.
All righty. And a man in custody after Collier County, Florida police say that he was found with enough fentanyl to kill 3,000 people. Jeff Bastian was initially stopped this week for riding a bike through a Naples neighborhood without any lights, and police say the suspect positioned their vehicle in front of him after he failed to stop. He's accused of throwing the drugs out of his pocket before trying to run away. Yeah, that works like a charm. Got some sports headlines for you coming up after this break.
I'm John Saucier. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has reached out to congratulate President-elect Trump on his victory.
He also assured him that he would direct his entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition of power. That is what the American people deserve.
She also says President Biden extended congratulations to Vice President Harris for her efforts during the campaign. The Federal Reserve deciding to cut interest rates again in light of emerging data suggesting inflation and labor market activity are decelerating. The announcement was made by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
We continue to be confident that with an appropriate recalibration of our policy stance, strength in the economy and the labor market can be maintained. with inflation moving sustainably down to 2%.
They cut the rates by a quarter of a percentage point. This follows a more substantial half-point reduction in September. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The FDA today proposing the end of the use of a common ingredient that's found in many popular over-the-counter cold and allergy meds such as NyQuil, Benadryl, Sudafed, and Mucinex. Following an extensive review that lasted a year, the FDA says oral phenylephrine does not help relieve nasal congestion. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow off slightly, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were off to fresh records, gaining 44 and 286, respectively. Bentley Motors once again pushing back their target to exclusively offer all-electric vehicles. The British automaker now says they plan to continue leaning into plug-in hybrids until at least the year 2035. Nissan Motor announcing they plan to eliminate 9,000 jobs and cut global production capacity by a fifth. Japan's third largest automaker cut profit by 70%.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. If the NFL MVP were to be handed out tomorrow, I think it would go to Josh Allen. And clearly Lamar Jackson also has a chance to win his third MVP award and will be in action tonight against Joe Burrow. Burrow right now is fifth in passing yards and second in passing touchdowns in QBR. However, the Bengals are an underwhelming 4-5 team. But with the win tonight, not only could it turn the Bengals season around, but it could also jumpstart an MVP campaign for Joe. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, The Shack, the Knack, and My Sharona.
Yes.
Gosh, that was a really popular song. I think it hit about 1979. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. If you're just getting in the car and joining us, thank you so much for taking us along with you. Just a minute ago, we were making light of a lot of these celebrities who said, if Trump wins the presidency, I am leaving this country. Well, you know, that never materializes. Cher was the big leader. The last election cycle, if Trump gets in, I'm out of here. Well, needless to say, she still maintains her massive abode there in Los Angeles. But here's one for you. The sports world starting to voice their concerns. Roger Clemens, remember him? I know most people remember him as a Yankee. I remember him as a Red Sox. But he commented on a message of those who vowed to leave the U.S. He says, whoever said, I am leaving America, if Trump wins, don't let the door hit you in the you-know-what on the way out. He just posted that. Some other sports figures now surfacing this afternoon. Let's see here. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Brett Favre. Some of those who are happy Trump won back the presidency.
I was about to say that, yeah, they're all Trump supporters. Man, I got to tell you, Antonio Brown, he's like the NFL's Kanye West. I don't know if you want him in your corner. And Le'Veon, he's a former Steeler. They were both part of the Killer Bees offense. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm speaking as a Steelers fan here, so I kind of know my stuff on it. But Le'Veon, he's been going down a weird route as well. They're just different folks.
I was pretty impressed at this. Dallas Mavericks minority owner Mark Cuban. Cuban, who became a Harris surrogate, had to tip his cap to Trump. He says, congratulations, Donald Trump. You won fair and square. He didn't have to say that. Good for him.
Yeah, well, you're right. He didn't have to say that. And I don't know. Honestly, I think above all else, he was maybe just stunned. You know, I mean, because it's not like none of us thought that Trump didn't have a chance, but you expected it to be, man, neck at neck, you know, at least. And for Trump to win by about 5 million votes, that's huge.
Massive numbers they posted here. Let me just shift gears on you here. AFC North division rivals Baltimore and Cincinnati squares off in tonight's NFL matchup. It is the prime game of the week. I wonder if Joe Burrows is going to be on his game tonight.
I would assume so.
Okay, Fox's Bob Martelli has more on the game.
The Bengals and the Ravens meet for the second time this season. Their first encounter was an offensive classic. Baltimore got by Cincinnati in overtime, 41-38. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson threw for 348 yards and four touchdowns while also rushing for 55 yards. Bengals QB Joe Burrow recorded 392 yards and five passing TDs. The teams alternated touchdowns for much of the second half. The first-place Ravens have won 5 out of 6 after an 0-2 start. Baltimore is 1.5 game behind Pittsburgh in the division race. Bob Martelli, Fox News.
Bob Martelli does that little pause there. That's what I was waiting for.
The king of pauses. Yes,
it is. But the game tonight will be interesting. I think Baltimore has a pretty darn good team, but they're not consistent.
Well, that's the thing. They kind of slipped up against the Browns recently, and that's the problem with the Ravens. That's been kind of like their Achilles heel. They will just occasionally have these games where they stall out and you can't really count on them in the big moments. Bengals trying to turn it around. And I don't know, if I had it my way being a Steelers guy, I hope this game is a defensive shutout and they tie at zero.
Okay, big announcement coming out of Gainesville today. Florida Gators confirming head football coach Billy Napier will return for the 2025 season, his fourth with the program, despite compiling a 15-18 record, 8-13 in the SEC in the middle of his third season here. Florida currently 4-4 with all four losses, coming to teams currently ranked among the top 10 nationally. They got the bye week this week.
Yeah.
So good for Billy Napier. You called that one.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, see, their losses, let's see, their losses are to Miami. Miami's number four. Texas A&M, see, with them losing to South Carolina, they've probably dropped a good bit, but they're still ranked. And then, yeah, they lost to, who else did they lose to? They most recently lost to Georgia, but before that, who else was it? Tennessee, and they barely lost that game. That was on the road. So, yeah, I look at Florida, and I'm like, man, if their quarterback issues and their tough schedule is the only thing that's holding them back, and it doesn't look like the coaching has been breaking them, then yeah, I think you give them another chance to see, okay, if you have a strong, healthy roster that can last the whole season and a schedule that isn't maniacal, maybe you could do better.
You know, I'm just curious, and maybe some texters can kind of help me out here, how the Florida Gators fans feel about this announcement.
I think it would probably be a pretty mixed bag. I'm not a Gator fan. So, yeah, if you want to text in 850-437-1620, you can text in and let us know your thoughts if you're a Gator fan and if you're happy or if you're sad. I'm looking at it from a pretty indifferent point of view because I'm not a Gator guy. But I know a lot of Gator fans wanted him gone. I know Jordan Glass. He does Glass Half Full every weekday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. And he told me that he thought Georgia was going to be a make or break game for him. I thought it was going to not be the case. It turns out it was the opposite.
Okay, SEC Saturday. Here's some games. Let me throw them out at you real quick here. Florida is playing Texas this weekend.
On the road, yeah. They just can't.
See, I thought they had a bye this weekend. When is their bye?
Their bye was before Georgia.
Okay. So they're playing Texas. How do you feel about that one?
I think it's going to be another game where Florida comes and plays hard. They play physical, but Texas is the better team, and especially with Florida's issues at QB or their, I'll say, concerns. I think they're going to lose convincingly. I got it being like a 35-17.
Georgia Ole Miss.
I've got Ole Miss buckling under the pressure of big games like they so often do, and I think Georgia's kind of hit that Bama level of success where we're really starting to question them. The committee put them below Ohio State earlier this week. Georgia is going to do what Bama always did, show up for the big game. They're going to go into Oxford and win by a touchdown.
South Carolina and Vanderbilt.
That's a toughie. I've been taking home team all week. I'll take Vandy.
Okay, Mississippi State, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Nice knowing you, Mississippi State. Get out of here.
Alabama, LSU, Death Valley, Baton Rouge, Saturday night.
I am taking LSU. If this were a Nick Saban-led Bama team, maybe I'd think different. But LSU at home, both of these teams fighting to stay in the playoffs, both coming off bye weeks, both have been struggling at times. I got to go with the Tigers.
Okay, we'll wrap up our SEC coverage here tonight. Oklahoma and Missouri.
I'll take Mizzou. Both of those teams have struggled, and they're at home. Just about 5:45 here. I will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you now. Let's see what we got. All right, Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Still got some issues there. Same with Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And, man, it's been giving us trouble all afternoon. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, we got some issues there. Then it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Slight thunderstorm chances throughout your evening. But as we bleed into Friday, those should hopefully dissipate. High of 81, low of 72.
Okay, 545, News Radio 92.3. Recycling could potentially make a return to Pensacola sidewalks in 2025. This is pretty interesting. Mayor Reeves confirms the city is looking to partner with a nonprofit called the Recycling Partnership to help it restart the now silenced curbside recycling program with the goal of relaunching city recycling by the spring. Well, on Tuesday, the city issued an RFP, which is a request for proposals for a recycling materials recovering facility where picked up recycling materials can be processed. A little confusing. Does this reads like, is the city considering building a MRF? I'm not sure. I'm not sure at this point. But anyway, we'll find out more about will recycling return to the city of Pensacola?
I would hope so.
You'll hear about it, News Radio 92.3, when it happens.
And, you know, Elon Musk, he's been in a lot of trouble with this whole lottery or alleged lottery involving some of those people that were signing that petition or whatever in swing states. Well, it seems like he has kept his promise because a Phoenix, Arizona man named Joshua Offenhartz is $1 million richer this week after collecting his prize from Musk's daily giveaway. Daily recipients were chosen from among those who signed up petition for the America PAC that Musk has. And it pledged support for the First and Second Amendments. The giveaway, of course, challenged in court. But on Monday, a Pennsylvania judge ruled that it could continue through Election Day. Offenhartz is the second of two Arizona winners of the contest. I got to tell you, politics aside, if someone said, and I told you this earlier, Chris, if somebody just gave me a pen and paper and said, listen, dude, this is just a petition, sign your name, and you could enter a chance to win $1 million, I'm doing it. And I will be thankful if I get that million every time.
Just sign that sucker Fred Schmedlap in the tube, and it'll be okay.
For $1 million, what do you want me to say? I'll say it.
Absolutely. Okay, it is 5:47. Here's something to think about. You know, I was checking out our news partner, WEAR, and their percentages of rain, they've lowered those a lot, heading in 10%, 10%, and then zero some more.
Yep.
Looking pretty good here weather-wise. You're doing a real good job with that weather, let me tell you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Pensacola Egg Fest, while we're talking about this, here's something to take in for Sunday. Your weather's going to be great. Pensacola Egg Fest has a new location, gets underway this weekend. Let's see here. Sunday, November 10th. For the past 11 years, the event called Community Maritime Park Home. Now, teams will gather around the big green egg. Smoking, grilling, serving up the best recipes over at the Hajjai Shrine Temple on Nine Mile Road.
All right.
I led up to the excitement on that side there. Friday, beginning at 5:30, by the way, you can meet the Egg Fest teams who are going to be cooking on Sunday. The event raises money for local charities and nonprofit organizations such as Mana Food Pantry. Big weekend out at the Hajjai Shrine Temple.
All righty. 5:48 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we obviously heard a little while back about Liam Payne and his untimely demise, falling from a balcony while under the influence of some drugs and substances of all kinds. But three people now being charged in relation to his death. We got details behind that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Florida State travels to South Bend Saturday night to face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a classic college football matchup.
FSU takes on Notre Dame at 4:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan in Austin.
Change of pace, huh?
Bryce. Wow. Okay. There are some people that are not happy with Donald Trump winning the election.
That is true.
Happens to be the Islamic Republic is absolutely terrified that Trump is going back in office. The presidential candidate, listen to this. I love how they position this. Donald Trump, the presidential candidate they tried to kill, won the election.
Wow.
That's the headline. On the election news, Iran's currency tanked to an all-time low on Wednesday. Tehran confirmed it had been interfering. Get this one. Came right out of Tehran. They confirmed it had been interfering in the U.S. election on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris. This is just crossing the wire here. Now, with Trump's win, the regime will have to prepare for a Trump who is, at the very least, not in a mood to play games. On Wednesday, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard posted a video threatening to kill President Trump.
Mm, my goodness. All righty. Also, hinted at this before the break, three people being charged in relation to the death of Liam Payne, the former One Direction singer, of course, falling from that balcony in Buenos Aires last month. On Thursday, Argentina's public prosecutor said someone who is with Payne on a daily basis was charged with abandoning him after his death. Two others have been charged for supplying him with the drugs during his stay.
When they say he abandoned him, was that person a caregiver?
I mean, that's the thing. I guess if they knew he was not fit to be alone, knew that he was a danger to himself, and you left him. I don't know. And hey, mind you, we're talking about Argentina right now. I don't know what their laws are.
Right.
But I guess you could get in trouble for that.
You can get in trouble in U.S. laws. I can tell you that right now. If you're a caregiver of any type, taking care of, say, I'll give you an example, for the elderly, and you were to leave the that in your care, and you, say, went off and you left them for an hour or so.
Yeah.
They hurt themselves. You could be charged with elderly abuse.
Well, and that's the thing, yeah. And in those cases, when you're actually an official caregiver for that person, that's understandable. I don't know if that's the case here. But, yeah, no, it's very upsetting if he was provided drugs and they saw that he was erratic or acting suicidal even. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. If he was acting strange like that and they left him and that's what ended up transpiring, it's very upsetting. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Also have some minor issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, everything else is pretty minor. As for the weather, still 77 degrees this evening, low of 73 as we get into tonight, about a 20% chance of thunderstorms, but that should dissipate for the most part come tomorrow. Friday, we'll have a high surf advisory, but the high will be 81 and low will be 72.
Okay, I got a couple of stories here I want to pass on. They're military-based stories, actually. Homefront Help is a training program launched by Operation Child Care Project and is designed to help solve the local military child care shortage. There is one. The program gets underway next weekend. That is November 16th and 17th. They'll do it in Shalimar. You know, that's just east of us. Not far, 35, 40 minutes or so. Northwest Florida bases, and this really struck hard, have the highest need for child care access designated by the Department of Defense. So it's a much-needed program that gets underway next weekend, the 16th and 17th, in Shalimar. While we're talking about the military, an official from the U.S. Space Force has detailed challenges that branch is facing as of today.
Securing America.
Lieutenant General Douglas Schess, commander for the U.S. Space Force, participated in a conversation with the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies Wednesday, during which he described the challenges the Space Force faces.
There are many adversaries out there that are using space to be able to put our navies, our armies, and our air forces at risk.
First and foremost on that list is China.
China is rapidly launching a kill web to be able to target our maritime forces, our air forces, and just about any of our forces, and put them at risk at a much greater distance than they were in the past.
Not far behind China, General Schess says, is Russia.
There's talk of them having a nuclear capability in space. And so they are ratcheting up their capabilities to hold us at risk in the space domain.
The general also says we have to defend our own space assets. Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty. And here's something a bit strange that's swirling around the news today. Apparently, authorities are investigating racist text messages, which are allegedly being sent to black Americans in Ohio and around the country. The text message says, in part, congratulations. I'm not going to read this. It just seems it's not like any slurs or anything, but it just seems racially insensitive. It's a callback to slavery is what it is. It goes on to say that the recipient will soon be picked up by a white van. The message is then signed by the name a Trump supporter. The messages have been reported around the country, including in Ohio, where officials with Ohio State University say that many of its black students have received a message. The Columbus NAACP is calling the messages a hate crime.
557 News Radio 92.3. We were making the statement earlier today. You know where a great job opportunity is if you're a resume writer in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. I'm sure there's a lot of open positions getting ready to unfold, especially if you're with the Biden administration. Well, a little change in the latest reading on unemployment claims, and Fox's Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
It appears layoffs are still low, though there are signs of the job market cooling. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week rose by just 3,000 to 221,000. It is in the range of estimates from economists. However, it appears to be taking longer for people to find a job. Continuing claims in the week ending October 26th rose by 39,000 to 1.89 million. It's a sign that people are staying on unemployment longer. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Yeah, as you said, the people in West Palm Beach right now, they're trying to get off that unemployment line. They're ready for their big break. Let's see. Also here, New York's Broadway theaters dimming their marquee lights tonight for legendary actress Maggie Smith, of course, best known to modern audiences for portraying roles in Downton Abbey and Harry Potter. She won Oscars for The Prime of Miss Jean Brody in 1969 and later for California Suite.
Yeah, she was, they considered her a dom.
Yes.
Actress.
She was 89 years old.
Oh, boy. Okay. Think about this. In 15 days, the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Funds Drive gets underway November 22nd. You're invited to help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, vets, and individuals in need this holiday. The event's brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7 with media partner WEAR-TV. Gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall. And of course, if you kind of want to know where the specific location, it's right across the street from Sacred Heart Hospital.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.